Ladies and gentlemen, the Hold Up Podcast.
Welcome to the Hold Up.
Yep, very nice. Nice job. Mini-sode quarantine edition, episode 2 / We're gonna hit 100 episodes and no, it's not even gonna be a thing because we're all quarantined.
I know.
We were gonna do a thing.
Yeah.
We're not gonna do that now. We'll just have to do like a post-quarantine thing.
Yeah, and I think what's important is that the big milestone one we celebrate is with that particular snack.
Do you not want to tell people what it is or?
We can. I just didn't want to say it if you didn't want to say it.
Oh, okay. No, let's just not say it.
Okay, great.
Let's just not say it. Yeah. It'll be a surprise.
It'll be a surprise.
But, like, if that had not lined up with the 100 episode, I still would have wanted to do something special for 100.
Yeah. We still can.
What?
When the time comes, we could do something special.
This is going to be, like, number 97 or something.
No, I know, but just like the first kind of out of quarantine at the real episode,
oh, you
know,
sure.
100. We could just skip it. Yeah. We could just skip
152 because it's going to be a year from now. How long are we going to be quarantined for?
God, I'm hoping by the end of May, but I don't know. People are saying no.
Yeah. I got to work. I gotta like do something, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta like do something. I mean, staying occupied, I guess, but like.
That's why
I'm just gonna like do something different, I guess.
Right. I just think by the end of May, when it's 70 degrees outside and it's super nice and people have been cooped up for 2 full months, no one's gonna give a shit anymore. I just think people will not care anymore.
Dude, no one cares now. What the?
Well, I don't know. So far, the people you talk to, they're following social distancing generally. People aren't leaving. They're not going to their offices. They're not whatever. I think it's going to get to a point where like, people just don't care anymore. That's what I think will happen by the
time. I still see like a lot of gatherings of people though, places. Like I ride my bike a lot. So like I'll ride my bike by, dude, golf courses.
Yeah, a lot of
golf courses are not closed. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, potentially, it's a fairly, I mean, assuming you're golfing with someone you live with, but if you're not, then you're a fucking
Oh, come
asshole.
On, but there's the whole clubhouse and you're going inside to, like, you're probably going inside to pay and then, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to go take a leak inside. You're just like, just stay home, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, well,
yeah.
I don't know. So this is all we think and talk about now. What are you doing for fun?
Just to follow up on the Patreon conversation from the last mini-sode, I've now seen 3 more Patreons show up, and then I subscribe to one that I will legitimately probably stay subscribed to.
Is that the Circus Survive one?
Yes.
That, like, happened today? Did that happen today?
It happened today.
And exciting news.
It's exciting news. Got a brand new song. Got a podcast with the 5 guys, which was, like, super entertaining. So that was cool.
Yeah, that's you are the demographic.
Correct. Correct.
But it's good. I mean, that's good. Good for you. Good for them. I mean, they have fans and that's great. Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like the tiers are just like, it's kind of a pricey tier or.
Oh, there are multiple tiers of this Patreon.
Yeah. And there's like merch related. It's like the bullshit that I like didn't want, but for Circa, like I can't risk missing anything. So I have to have access to everything. So what are you gonna do?
You can't risk missing anything.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
One thing we could talk about, John, is you've been organizing these live tweets. You want to talk about that?
I mean I have done it with a lot of help from people, but I sort of in my not working what mainly a lot of the things that I do for work is like scheduling things, like scheduling a lot of people, like getting things done at the same time, sort of. So in lieu of filling that void, a couple people were mentioning on Twitter wanting to like live tweet certain movies during quarantine. And I was like, yeah, I'm interested in this. And so there were like maybe 4 or 5 of us. We started talking about it. Some former guests of the podcast, Steven Simonelli, Scott Nelson, his lovely wife, Michaela, a lot of other people. Some people that I've never even met. There's this nice guy, Corey, I've never met in person. There's some Ryans. I don't really even know everyone who was involved with the first one, at least. And so we sort of started live tweeting movies. So we just hit play at the same time. And Justin, you were involved in the second one that we did, which was Phantom Menace. Is that correct?
Yep. Yep. And that was really entertaining.
Yeah. So we live tweet. We all had Disney Plus or some sort of stream of Phantom Menace, and we all played it at the same time. And we were all tweeting it using the same hashtag. The stay home menace was the hashtag. And all the hashtags have sort of, I guess they haven't all been quarantine centric. There was, of course, Sonic the Hashtag, which is just a play on Sonic the Hedgehog.
But it was great. And I loved that movie. I really liked it.
Me too. I honestly, I thought it was going to be a 6 out of 10. I sort of just, like, it would be whatever. There'd be some fun parts, but it would kind of fall flat. But no, it was like, it was fun. It was interesting. A lot of people compare it to other video game movies. Sure, Detective Pikachu came out recently. I think it's like almost as good as Detective Pikachu. Not quite as good, but almost.
I completely agree. Like, yeah. I don't know why that is the case, or like, but it was great. Like, they did just enough to like give you all the video game eggs, right? The Easter eggs, and yet still made a sort of they made a movie first.
But there was also one determining factor, I think, for that movie. And we just talked about it on the podcast.
Jim Carrey.
With Phil and the Batman Forever episode. But Jim Carrey carried that whole movie.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think that would be a successful movie without him.
Yeah. And I just watched When Nature Calls.
Same character. For fun.
It's very much, well, Jim Carrey just like sort of does that, you know, he does that really well. Just like over the top, eccentric sort of person. When Nature Calls is so good. And even though it like repeats on a lot of the same jokes as Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the first one. Oh my God. It's just so funny. What a guy. He goes so hard.
I think, I used to be able to do like word for word When Nature Calls up until the scene with the projector. I could like basically do every joke that he did from the time that he pulls out the slinky to the airplane.
Oh my God.
Yeah, to the, to the driving through the forest with Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Chitty Chitty. And then when he goes into the room about the
scene. I just watched it, Justin. I just watched it.
I know. So. I'm just letting the people know I haven't just watched it, but I still have all this. And he goes like this. I ho silver away. Loved that.
Oh my God.
Loved
it. We have to release the video just for that bullshit that you just did.
Yeah. That movie is so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Tuna? That's great.
Bumblebee Tuna is so good. It's like my favorite thing. Bumblebee Tuna. And for those of you who don't know, Ace Ventura is a character played by Jim Carrey, and there was a first movie called Pet Detective where he helped solve the case of the missing dolphin mascot from the Miami Dolphins.
Snowflake.
And the second one, Snowflake is the name of the dolphin. Thank you, Justin. And the second one is he is rescuing a sacred white bat that belongs to the Watachi tribe in somewhere in Africa. They might mention it in... Maybe I just had forgotten, but they have a lot of rituals, and certain areas are sacred, certain words are sacred. The shakaka, I believe, is like their sacred word for the bat. And every time the word is said, they drop down to a knee, and Jim Carrey's like, Shawshank Redemption, Chicago! And he gets someone to like drop down to a knee, and he tells them to get out. It's like the leader of the tribe, you know. It's a good bit. No one is going to enjoy that as much as I did. My retelling of it, at least. But do yourself a favor.
Because I'm running that movie now in my head, and I am loving it.
You got some time, probably. So watch some Jim Carrey movies. Or live tweet movies with us. Right? I mean, are you...
E.T. is tonight.
E.T. is tonight. Yeah, I was like, not to... I might just put this out tomorrow. Who knows? Who cares?
Sure. I'm really excited if the next one after E.T. is Fast and Furious.
Did you vote?
I did. It's the only one I voted for.
And so are you going to be able to tweet that night?
That is Wednesday?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Not to say that you couldn't, but and not to like try to call you out or put you on the spot, but that's something I've been running into is like, right, so... you sort of mentioned it, but we created like a Facebook page and there's like events so that we can all like, I don't know, be on the same schedule, because that's just how I think is helpful. I mean, you run a podcast with me, you know how I can be sometimes. So people are voting on our Wednesday viewings. We do three a week. We do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we're like, let's let everyone vote on what we watch on Wednesdays. Because like the five or six of us, we still want to have some power. So we pick the movies we want for like Monday and Friday. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, we're picking great movies. Don't get me wrong. We're watching E.T. tonight. So fucking relax, everyone out there, saying I'm some sort of like Trump. I'm not like a dictator. Okay. Jeez. I'm not like Sacha Baron Cohen.
Like, what are you talking about?
Okay. But some people vote on the movies, but then they don't live tweet with us. And it's like, why are you vote? Like, why are you,
I agree.
Why are you voting?
Oh, the Facebook group now has like 40 something people in it.
I believe it's 52, but who's counting?
There you go. Well, it's public. Yeah. So people are, that's just what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's fine. The more the merrier. It's like fun. It's a way to sort of pass the time. The first movie that we did, do you remember better than me, even though you weren't involved? Because I do not remember.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember what it was now.
It wasn't The Lighthouse.
No, it was, if you give me 2 seconds, I can look it up.
Oh, sure. So I'll just vamp here for a second. So during the first movie, whatever it was, Justin's going to bring it up in a second. I actually forgot about the COVID-19 pandemic. I had forgotten about it. About an hour and a half into the movie, I thought, oh my God, we're like, the reason we're doing this is because of this. So that was how fun it was. It really took
Knives
me
out,
out of
Night
it.
In.
Yes, it was the movie Knives Out, which honestly, I didn't really love the first time I saw it. I do have a bias against Rian Johnson. Hey, I'm just going to put it out there. Don't like the guy. He made the worst Star Wars movie, or the second worst Star Wars movie. But that movie, especially live tweeting it with friends, a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. A lot of great characters in it, and a lot of things to tweet about too, which is the main reason why we do this.
I've heard that film was excellent. I have yet to see it. I really want to.
A lot of people do like it. It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely fun. It's like well written. There's like some nice, you know, nice plot points that sort of keep you on your toes. So
So I just think it's I really enjoyed it as well. Like when I'm with the two that I've done, I am totally engrossed for that, you know, hour and a half. And it is real. To be honest, I was saying this last night. I feel like I'm living my best life.
Right now.
I like working from home. I feel like I'm very productive at it. I like am able to get all my work done, but I'm also home. So I feel like I'm getting some home stuff done and not losing time to a commute. And so I'm able to use my free time on like things that I really enjoy, and all in that being the case, like I'm probably seeing and hanging quote unquote with more people than I ever normally do, because it's really easy to hop in a video call with people and I'm talking on the phone to more people and just catching up. And
oh my God, you love talking on the phone. Holy shit.
I do. I've now called you a bunch and you answer because I know you're that bored. He's not even laughing. Okay, so then I'm talking to a bunch of people. We're having breakfast dates with people, like you know, like we're doing.
Oh, I did dinner with my parents last night over Google Hangouts.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, I really like it. Like I like that I do miss going to concerts, but I love watching all the live music happening every single night, and like that you can go and rewatch it on your own time. We're doing I'm busy every night now. I have something to do every single night, and I love it. So I don't know.
Yeah, I wish like personally. Yeah, I mean, I rode my bike like 50 miles today. I rode it 50 miles yesterday, the main thing for me is I can't work from home, unless I were to like all of a sudden figure something else out in my own. I'm just not. I just don't do it as a director. I do not work from home. So I have. I'm just like itching to work. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like. And like it's just like that sort of like creative void that I'm always trying to fill, whether it be like with the podcast or something else. But I think like the live tweeting helps, and I'm not like I got a little bit of money put away into savings that I'm not like super worried about not working. I just like want to work, you know. I like want to see my work friends. I want to like do that sort of stuff. I want to like work with cameras and talk. Like I like working with kids a lot. It's all that sort of stuff, you know.
No, I understand.
That's really like what I miss the most. But I mean, That's just the situation that I'm in. Otherwise, like, I mean, spending a lot of time with Jocelyn, it's like we're not really getting on each other's nerves. So it's just a shitty way to say that. We're not getting on each other's nerves. It's nice. We've been like cooking a lot of meals together. I've been riding my bike a lot. The weather's like starting to get nicer, so we've been doing some things around the house. We've been taking like the dog for a walk and shit like that. So that's fun, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. I have all these shoes. You can't really see them. I have all these shoes that I can't really like wear outside the house right now, which is like, so, I mean, if anyone cares, I got these shoes. I haven't worn them yet, but I got them.
Tell me about those shoes, John.
I mean, I don't really want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the name of the shoe alone brings like a negative connotation to it. So if you like the way it looks, then stop your judgments right there. You don't even have to know what the name of it is.
I'm assuming they're the Kanye West ones.
Yeah, well, that's your assumption to make. Here is another pair that I also got recently, and I also haven't worn these. They might look very similar to the ones that you just saw, and it's true. They're the exact same shoe, just a different colorway.
Isn't that a fun word, colorway?
It is a very fun word, isn't it?
I didn't know that word maybe till a year ago, and I love when it gets used. Love it.
Yeah, I use it for shoes and I guess just for like fashion exclusively. Like, oh, that's that colorway of this shoe. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So are you preferred or do you prefer to like wear them around the house because then they can't get scuffed by the pavement and everything?
No. I buy my shoes to wear them 100%. And I don't really wear them around the house because I don't like my slippers are comfortable. I'm not like on my feet that long. To like warrant wearing these like comfortable shoes. And I also wouldn't want to, even though I'm okay with like wearing them to work and scuffing them up there, I wouldn't want to scuff them up around the house, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like I want the mileage that I put into the shoes to like make sense.
Real mileage.
Yeah, you know, like real world mileage, not just like what am I doing, stunting around my house? Like, oh yeah, do you think Jocelyn fucking cares about my shoes? No, she doesn't. I mean, she like doesn't have a problem with them, but she's not like, I mean, she likes some, but she's not like, well, oh, cool shoes, dude. Because that's why I wear shoes, so people
are
like,
you
cool
want
shoes,
to go
dude.
Out. Those are cool.
Yeah, I like the way they look, and I like when other people appreciate the way that they look. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I've been wearing these Adidas slip-on.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
Since freshman year of college.
Oh my God, what?
And I like have kept them around since then. I haven't put real sneakers on other than like the occasional going for like a walk. I do put my running sneakers on, but my everyday sneakers have not been on my feet except to like take out the trash. It's very odd.
I have so many sneakers right here.
I know. It's cool.
I haven't worn them. I wear a couple pairs of them to like go for a walk. You know? But like I'm not gonna wear I only wear certain shoes for certain things, you know?
Of course.
Like work shoes or like walking shoes or just like going to the movie shoes. What is wrong with me? I don't really have going to the movie shoes, but why did I say that?
Because you like going to the movies.
I do like going to the movies. I sort of miss going to the movies, but watching movies with like you and stuff is fun, you know?
Yeah, honestly.
And everyone else that's involved. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something I feel like people have they're because movies have gotten to be so expensive.
Yeah.
And people are learning how to not go now. I do not think that industry will recover. What do you think?
But it's not going to I don't think it'll go away. I mean, certain theaters will go by the wayside, but other ones will just find out ways to
get bailed out or make money somehow.
I've heard some movie theaters are projecting movies on the outside of their walls and like having free screenings but selling concessions. I've heard about a lot of drive-thrus, I guess, are rising in popularity right now because you can, you know, just sit in your car and watch a movie. I know there aren't that many left, so I'm sure that has a lot to do with their sort of like there's a ceiling to that popularity, but I don't know. I got 2 free tickets to the Rustic Drive-In because the last time I went, the movie shit the bed on me twice. So they gave us free tickets each time it stopped. And honestly, it was still a fine experience. I wasn't even like upset.
Do they fix it while you're there?
Yeah, they fix it. We ended up finishing the movie. It just like stopped. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it stopped once and it was maybe stopped for like 5 minutes and stopped again maybe for like 10 minutes. They gave us a free ticket each time.
Huh. Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I was going to say, I heard some movie theaters are just selling popcorn. You can just drive by and get their popcorn so you can watch movies at home.
Who's doing that? Who's going and getting, like, sure, that's like a different level popcorn, but like, it's really like the popcorn, like, you know, like, I hate to use the term ceiling again, but it's not that high, you know? It's like, just make it at home.
You know, I don't know. Maybe you don't want to go to the grocery store and deal with that nonsense.
I guess. I don't know. That's such a, like, a non-essential thing to drive to the movie theater to buy popcorn.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What would be the hashtag for Fast and Furious?
You're putting me on the spot. I have not come up with all the hashtags, just to be clear.
This one's great. Tonight's for E.T.
I did not come up with it. Michaela did. Yeah, Michaela came up with it.
Excellent.
E.T. Stay Home. It's perfect. Yeah, absolutely. It was her. I believe the movie was, yeah, it was her suggestion too. It was solid. Yeah, this is going to be great. I cannot wait. I fucking love this movie. I was watching Steven Spielberg clips on YouTube just before chatting with you. The Fast and the Furious. Oh, my God. Just
Well, we can talk about Steven Spielberg if you want.
The Fast and the Virus is probably what I would do. That'd be my first pitch. But we've also pitched them around, you know, we've like punched them up. Sorry, Justin, you're not involved in that Twitter group message.
It's okay. I'm just gonna throw some at you. I feel like
I'm
from that movie. So it's
you got okay, so
a mile at a time.
That's too long. Okay.
Yeah, or quarter mile, something about
sure.
A quarter mile.
Corona mile, maybe.
Yeah, something. Or family.
Oh, like, right, family.
Yeah, you can have any. Oh my God, you can have
family together. Stay.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
The line in the movie is, "You can have any beer you want as long as it's a Corona." That's the line.
That, in the movie?
Yeah. Oh. There's got to be a. They're all about Coronas in that movie. That's all they drink.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah, there's got to be a way
like. We don't even know if the Fast and the Furious is going to win the poll yet. I mean,
listen,
I just posted it today.
If it doesn't win, it'll win another time.
Yeah. I don't want the Twitter movie nights to end, but I do want the quarantine to end. You know what I mean?
Right. That's going to be the thing. Do you think like, that's what I'm very curious about. Like I am very much getting into a way of life where it's like, yeah, I'm having an entertaining time without leaving.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's not really that different for me personally. I'm especially living where we live now, being like a little bit more secluded. But I do miss like going. I mean, you go to way more shows than I do. But like, just in this year, I think I've been to like 5 or 6 shows, like between like January and February, which is now obviously not. I'm not gonna like stop looking for tickets to go see someone or something. You know what I mean? But. I also think like certain things will become more of a trend or more of a tradition, whether like it's their self tradition, like, you know, maybe we're not gonna be able to get everyone together on a Friday night to like live tweet a movie, but maybe we could on a Monday at like 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? So yep. Yeah, I'm not like gonna shut the door on that, even though it's not like whatever. It's just like fun. It's just fun to like hang out with friends and like be distracted somehow, you know?
Yep.
That's really what it's all about. It's just like trying to distract yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know what I had today?
You had a lot of good questions today. You're really, really pushing the show forward. I appreciate it. What are you saying?
So my lunch for quarantining has been cereal.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. It has been cereal. Okay. Yes.
So
go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it started with just I bought the green Lucky Charms because they were at Aldi's and on sale, and it was a family size box, so it was a good deal. So it was like St. Patrick's
Day. That just changes the milk green, right?
And it was
the marshmallows.
Like, yeah. The marshmallows were all green. So that was fine. Nothing special. Then I had, I think I moved on to the Eggo cereal from the leftovers from Phil's podcast. That was really tasty. Loved it.
Great cereal.
Then I got cinnamon toast churros or whatever. The churro cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah, how's that?
So they tasted exactly like a cinnamon toast crunch cereal.
Oh, but it's just different shape?
But they're fucking gigantic churros. Like,
oh,
it was
really?
Actually kind of not good because you honestly get like three bowls out of that box and you paid $4. Yeah. So it's like, it's not
do they get soft or do they stay crunchy?
They stay fine. They get a little soft, but like it was mostly fine.
Sometimes soft is good though. I wasn't necessarily saying soft was bad. You know, maybe with a churro that big, it might be a little bit easier to chew.
Yeah. It never got a point where I noticed it or like good or bad.
Gotcha.
Like it was just like, yeah, I'm eating this and it was fine. Oh shit, I forgot what I just finished.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I think I threw you off.
No, it's okay. But
was it a Hostess one?
It was a Post. It was Post brand. God, I can't remember.
I've been texting you some pictures of cereals and I feel like you told me.
I got, started today, what I opened today was the Post brand S'mores Honey Graham Cracker cereal. Holy mackerel. It was so damn good. I couldn't believe how good it is. It's like my new favorite cereal. That's what I'm going to get all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I absolutely loved it. I don't know. And I feel like I've had some more flavor, like Kellogg's, I feel like at one point made a S'mores cereal and it wasn't very good. This is fucking amazing. It's like basically a combination of Cinnamon Toast Crunch with marshmallows and then also chocolate pieces, like chocolate cereal pieces. It's like,
are they all separate pieces or do they like clusters?
No, they're all separate.
Oh, interesting.
It's not like one piece trying to give you all the flavors. There are literally pieces of it, and it really works. It was.
Is it a pretty even ratio, like 1-to-1-to-1 as far as like the pieces?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was really good. Huh. Big fan.
Yeah, haven't bought any cereal or Oreos like during this pandemic yet. I'm actually kind of surprised.
Wow. You're not going any Oreos, dude?
I have not personally been shopping. Jocelyn has been doing the shopping. That is.
And she's not getting any Oreos.
No, I haven't. I haven't like asked for them. And she's been doing a lot of baking. I don't know. I don't think you can hear it right now, but she's baking cookies right now.
So you got the baking. Just like, so you're doing fine.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Like homemade things. And like today we had like pulled pork with bao buns, homemade bao buns. It was wild. It was really good.
Sounds delightful.
Yeah, absolutely spoiled. So, yeah, but like, no, I haven't. I had one of those tabletop pecan pies from the store. I finished those, the Planters balls from our, you know, I guess upcoming episode with Mark and Ned. I finished
those. Bag of Jacks is gone.
Yeah, so. Yep. I mean, I definitely have been eating garbage, but like I said, I've been riding my bike a lot, so I'm really like not feeling that bad about it.
I have been buying Oreos, and I've been even buying the party size, which is like the one because I'm like, we won't have to go to the grocery store, and this will last us the 2 weeks we've been going in. It's not. We're crushing them. We're crushing the Oreos because we're just home all day. So we just snack on.
Of course. Yeah, it's a great snack. Great cookie.
Speaking of Oreos, that's really our thing. And I've had two new things with Oreos. I don't know if you've ever done either of these. First one, just leaving Oreos in the fridge like for a while. You ever put Oreos in the
fridge? Never done that. Nope, never done that. Sounds great. Definitely will try that.
I love it. It makes the frosting a little bit more candy-ish, kind of.
Okay.
That's really what you do it for. The chocolate being cold is okay. The cookie part, the cream.
Doesn't really change the consistency of the cookie, right?
Right.
But it does. The cream is like
A+ with that. We also made kind of like an Oreo cake. Cake in a pinch is what I said. At least thought that was very funny. You take like three or four Oreos.
I like that.
You take like three or four Oreos and you crush them in like a little kind of bowl thing, not very big. You crush them. You pour a little milk in, just a little bit of milk, like a very little bit. And you crush them more. You try to like get it all kind of like into a mush and then you like zap it for some amount of time. And
in the microwave.
In cake consistency form. It's like a little brownie lava cake.
I've done some of those, a couple of those like cake in a mug tricks where it's like hot chocolate and a little bit of milk maybe, like, but like not enough, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Probably the exact same thing because it's just chocolate, you know?
Right.
So that was also all right. Not as good as the in the fridge.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to put in a request to get some Oreos.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen any specialty ones though. The last two specialty Oreos I had were the coconut ones.
Yeah.
And the ones with the marshmallows, like in the frosting or whatever. Have you had either of those?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I had the coconut ones. I didn't have the other ones.
Coconut ones really good.
I like those. I love coconut anything.
Yeah, I didn't think I used to like coconut because I feel like there was some cartoon that like made me go, ugh, coconut.
And oh, really?
For that like lived on until maybe I was 30 years old.
And you're 31.
And now I'm 31. For the last year, I've enjoyed coconut flavored and coconut scented things.
Yeah, I love coconut. It's great. It's like I feel like my mom makes me a coconut cake a lot for my birthday.
Oh, that sounds nice. Is it chocolate and coconut or is it just coconut?
No, it's a vanilla cake with like vanilla frosting, but like with coconut in it, or like shaved coconut in the cake and like coconut in the frosting. And yeah.
Yeah.
No, I do not. I enjoy a chocolate cake, but vanilla is my preference.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. Well, is that a wrap on the Minnesota?
I think so.
Cool. All righty.
Check us out on social media and all that fun stuff. Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call.
Oh, yeah. Did nobody call since the last one?
Brandon called in the last one, but no one's called since. 401-236-5170. You can leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it here live. I'm quoting live, but like live to tape, and we will, I don't know, react to it. What am I talking about? We'll react to it. That's all we do is react to things. Justin, you were talking social media.
Yeah, we're at the Hold Up Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, and at the Hold Up Cast on Twitter. Be sure to leave us a comment and leave us ratings and reviews. It's all super helpful for us. And I hope you've been enjoying the minisodes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Justin. I have been enjoying the minisodes, and to me, that's all that matters.
That's right.
This was a lot of fun. Thanks for catching up. We're going to do more of these, if we haven't said that already. We're probably going to release one of these. I'm thinking one a week with our normal episodes that we are also recording remotely. That's also a thing. We're recording these remotely, obviously. We're not getting together in person.
Correct.
No more couch photos for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but we're getting the Zoom photos. You're going to be on a Zoom. Zoom, 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 Zoom.
Yeah,
Nobody's picked Protozoa yet from Xenon, just saying.
No one's picked Xenon Girl of the 21st Century. That's what you're saying.
Correct. But yeah. Protozoa does the song.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. You make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl. Yeah. I love that song. Love that movie. All right. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, John. I'll talk to you later. I just give you a peace out. I've never done that.
I do it all the time. I do it to people like I'm riding by on my bike and I want them to think I'm like a hippie. So I'm like, yeah, dude.
Nice. All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye, Justin.
Bye.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.